And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative, just plain right, making it cool to be a conservative. Hey, we're back with Dr. Jordan Vaughn, CEO of MedHelp Clinics across the Birmingham area, also on the board of an organization known as Concerned Doctors. And they're into the concepts of health and freedom. What a great idea to combine the two. Listen, Doc, you talked to us a lot about your organization. You've talked to us about some of the things that are out there. You know, we've talked about the CDC's new guidelines, adding the vaccine for kids. In general, though, I mean, you're a practitioner. You see patients on a regular basis. It's not like Concerned Doctors is your job. Your job is still being a functioning physician, seeing patients on a regular basis. People come in. I mean, I think the fear of COVID has in some ways been as bad as the symptoms of COVID. I don't want to mitigate the fact that people did die, and there were things that were hard for people. My wife and I had it, and it sucked. That being said, getting past the fear, if someone comes to you and says, what do I do? I think I may have COVID. What are you walking them through? How are you doing it, and how are you handling it?
So, you know, COVID itself, which is interesting. I mean, obviously, I think the vaccine arm of the world has taken credit for its less virulent strand. But in reality, what happened is mutations caused Omicron, at least the Omicron that we currently have, to be less severe. Now, on the horizon, there's always the possibility of another mutation. But there's a great paper back in, I think, February that showed that most of the decrease in hospitalizations had nothing to do with vaccine. They had everything to do with the actual virus itself being less virulent. And so again, the problem with a lot of the way the politicians look is they just have numbers and say there's a correlation, but the correlation, when you look at causation, doesn't always mean the same thing. So the disease, though, is still, for the most part, one of the biggest things and that our establishment has yet to really understand. Europe understands it, England understands it, South Africa understands it, is that COVID does its primary damage in the vascular system. And that's why you're seeing people with heart attacks, strokes, or persistent COVID symptoms, despite their pulmonologist saying, well, everything in your airways is fine. That's true even in Omicron. And because of that, early treatment and actually addressing the vascular issues that can come are important. And one of the ways we learned about COVID at my clinic was we never followed the guideline of don't see the patient. I've never actually had a disease or learned about a disease that we learned about by not seeing people.
Wow.
But that's what we were told. And so even now, the fear is less. I think a lot of people are more understanding, especially as the physicians themselves lose the fear of COVID because they've had it. I think one of the more effective ways they got physicians to buy into don't see the patient was to scare the hell out of the physicians first and we're kind of wusses.
Yeah.
But the other thing is that what you have to understand is in that first 10 to 11, 12 days, that's when the rubber meets the road on whether somebody needs to be treated aggressively or not. And again, in my clinic, a lot of times we test, we get you, you know, find out if you're positive or not, treat you aggressively with monoclonal antibodies, a lot of other antivirals. We also kind of, you know, look at what the three spectrums of, you know, viral replication to cytokine storm to thrombosis happen and address them. We also make you come back or want you to come back 5 to 7 days to make sure that you're not heading in a direction that's abnormal. Now during Delta, those, you know, within 5 to 7 days, you know, probably, you know, 1 out of 5 people were heading in the wrong direction. I think that's more like now 1 out of 10, 1 out of 20. But it's important to intervene then instead of intervene day 14. And the hospital system still haven't learned that. And I think that's one of the reasons that you see people that even as they've gotten, you know, that the, you know, 19 people do fine, but that one person, you know, gets stuck at the hospital because they really didn't, you know, address it or take it seriously. And usually those things that are going to make it more likely to be serious are age, are, you know, other comorbid conditions. But again, it still picks people that are young. So it's not a, you know, it definitely picks a lot less of them. But if you feel like you haven't gotten, you're not getting better or you're getting worse in the context of those first 7 days, you need to seek treatment and seek out somebody that understands the disease as it exists, not as the narrative has been told.
Well, and I think you having said that should also give some people who have become leery of the medical establishment because of the COVID narrative and they're suspicious of it, they need to understand there's a lot of doctors like yourself out there who are willing to do exactly what you just said, see the patient and apply the treatments necessary for the patient, not just for the narrative. And that being said, I mean, there's been other things that have been on the hit list, so to speak. And in about 3 minutes left here, I mean, I know there's things like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, vitamin D therapies, monoclonal antibodies, and it's more than just a vaccine. There's a variety of, there's a buffet of things that you guys can work with, correct?
Yeah, well, and I think the biggest problem is the vaccine utilizes the same pathogen and makes you make it that the disease itself is also causing damage with. And so when you understand that, you start to realize if this vaccine does not prevent me from getting the disease, it ain't worth a damn, okay? Because there's no other reason to take a small dose, or even at this point, it's not a small dose. It's whatever the dose that your body decides to make of the instructions. But because the pathogen is the same, there was a great article today, actually out of University of Colorado and Vanderbilt, that they had done heart biopsies on vaccine heart issues and COVID heart issues. And guess what? The pathology was the same, okay? Wow. Meaning, and amazingly, they actually stated, well, maybe the spike protein actually is the molecular pathology. Not news to us, but if they understand that and look at that, they start to go, well, why are we injecting the instructions to make this pathogen into billions of people? And that's the question you should ask your doctor.
Wow.
Okay. First of all, I'd say, ask your doctor, what makes COVID so bad? They will probably say the spike protein, and then ask them, well, what are we injecting into people with this vaccine? And if they say the spike protein, you go, well, why are we doing that? Yeah. Does that make sense?
There's Don't hit yourself with a hammer. Let the doctor hit you with a hammer.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, it's, Doc, it's, we got about a minute here. You do have some other events coming up in the near future. Do you have anything else people want to go and attend and listen to a seminar? Is there something they should turn to?
I do think that the FLCCT is going to have, which a lot of us have gone to. I spoke at their national meeting a week or two ago. It's going to be able to have the ability to have live. There's going to be another one of those. I mean, that's how quickly things are moving in this domain. We need to get the best minds together every 6 months and figure this out.
Well, Dr. Jordan Vaughn, anybody can figure it out. I know it's you. And I sure appreciate the fact that you've made yourself available to the show on multiple occasions today included. And Dr. Jordan Vaughn, MedHelp Clinics, ConcernedDoctors.org. We certainly appreciate your time. You have a great night, sir. And we'll talk to you again sometime soon.
All right. Thanks, Phil.
Thank you. Take care. All right, Boomer. Let's take it out to the break, man. Folks, you heard it. There's a whole lot more to the discourse than just what the narrative had to say. And that's the goal of Right Side Radio, is to make sure you're getting all sides of the story and solid conservative and just plain right. All right, folks, stay tuned. We will be right back.